Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. This is Eddie Hyatt, your host, and so glad you joined me. And I'm going to continue the theme we were talking about yesterday about shaking it off. Talked about Paul had to shake off so many things and how he had to shake off an actual viper. And, and there are things that try to latch onto us to poison our spirits, to poison our souls, and to keep us away and to keep us from moving into all that God wants to do in us and through us. And that's why we have to shake things off. I'm going to continue that theme, but from a little different perspective. And these are from the words of Jesus. He told his disciples, when they experienced certain difficulties, to shake it off. He used it in the form of shaking the dust off your feet. And I'm reading in Luke chapter 9. And he told them, he sent them out to preach and to teach. And he told them that when they went into a city, and he said, whoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet as a testimony against them. When they don't receive you, in other words, they reject you. They won't have anything to do with you. They don't want to hear you. Now, it is a very unpleasant thing to experience rejection. And so Jesus was saying, I want you to shake it off. Shake the dust off your feet. Now, this was made very real in a very personal way to me some years ago. I was taking my mother-in-law to her new home. Sue and I lived, I believe we lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the time, and her mom, Chris, who's gone on to be with the Lord, had been with us for a short time, and she was in between two different living situations. Before this, we had gotten her into a Christian senior citizens apartment complex that was part of a church campus in Canada, and we knew the pastor. I'd even preached in that church, and it seemed like a wonderful place for her. Now, while she was there, there was a split in this church. The church was pastored by a younger man. It was actually founded by an older man who had, after years of pastoring, turned it over to his son. Well, while my mother-in-law was there, the father and the son had a falling out. And the son went right next door and started having church with some of the people who were willing to follow him. And so then the older gentleman, the father who had founded the original church, he was there in the original building continuing to have church. And it was a real scandal in that community. And it split people. It split families. Some families decided to go with the son. Some and other parts of the family started to stay with the father. And there was so much anger and accusations being thrown back and forth. And it was just a very terrible time. And my mother-in-law was so upset and frustrated that her son finally went up and got her and got her out of that place and took her down and got her a place to live in another city. And so she had come down to stay with us, and I was taking her back to her new home. And as we're driving back, she begins to talk about her frustrations and her irritations and her anger about things that had happened where she has been in her previous home and at the pastor and all. And so this passage where Jesus said, when you go into a place and you have an unpleasant experience there, people reject you, before you leave there, shake the very dust off of your feet. And what came alive to me at that point by the Spirit of God was this, that Jesus was saying, don't take any of the dirt from that unpleasant situation into the next town to where you're going. Be sure that you get all the dirt off of you. Don't take any part, don't take any vestige of that unpleasant situation. Leave it behind. Shake it off. Leave it behind. And go to the next city, new and fresh. And so in our conversation, I shared that with her. And I said, Chris, you're moving into a new home, a new town, a new city. Shake the dust off. Don't bring any of the dirt from that unpleasant situation. Yeah, we know it was a terrible situation. I know you experienced a lot of pain and frustration from that situation. But Chris, God would have you to shake the dust off of your feet. Get all of the dirt off of you from that previous experience and come into your new home with new neighbors, a new city, coming to your new home without any of that dirt from that previous situation. And I believe this happens many times in people who have been married numerous times. I have a friend who's been married, I think, 8 times. Now, he is not a follower of the Lord. He is not a follower of Jesus. And I would say what happens in situations like that. They have one marriage, they go through a divorce, it's painful, and they take all the dirt of that into the next marriage. And they have another painful experience, and they take all the dirt keeps accumulating. They just keep carrying it on. My friends, if you have gone through a divorce, God help you. I hope you don't. But if you do, shake the dust off your feet. Don't take it into your next relationship. Shake the dust, get the dirt off before you go into something new. And if you've experienced whatever you've experienced in 2020 and 2021, some of you have been through some very painful and hurtful and difficult times. Oh, my friends, for heaven's sake, shake the dirt off, shake the dust off. Enter this year new and fresh with new eyes of hope and faith and vision of what God is going to do in this new year. Leave the old behind you and enter the new, new and fresh, because where you are going is far more important than where you've been. And what God wants to do in your life in this new year is far greater and more powerful than any difficulties you went through in the previous year. And when it happens, it will overwhelm all of those things. So leave them behind. Shake the dust off of your feet. And let's enter this new year with fresh hope, fresh faith, and fresh vision. And let's watch God do great and mighty things in our lives in 2022. God bless you. This is Eddie Hyatt. So glad you're joining me in these podcasts. I hope you will tell your friends about them. Share them. Share them on your social networks. There's a place, I believe, there where you're listening that you can share it. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I have just recently released a brand new book. It's a new book, but it's based on an old one. It's a second edition of America's Revival Heritage. The first book I wrote after an incredible once-in-a-lifetime 7-hour visitation of the Holy Spirit in 2010, where God renewed my hope for America. I thought God was through with America, and that America would never see another great revival, but God changed all of that in that 7-hour visitation. He renewed my hope, and some things were revealed, and out of that came this book and succeeding books. But I just had a stirring recently in my heart to do a second edition. So it's available there on my website. It's available at Amazon. And so a lot of resources there on my website and in the email address there if you want to email me. If I can pray with you about any situation, feel free to be in touch. And I look forward to seeing you next time for another Awakening podcast.